You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Sattler steps through openings in Sir George Ruck with a powerful run.
John Sattler played with South Sydney from 1963 to 1972.
Dummying, Sattler sends Scoop through a narrow gap and he's over. Sattler is always prepared to lead the way in the heavy work. Sattler spearheads a South raid up the centre.
He had a huge impact on the club, captaining them to four premiership wins between 1967 and 1971.
He passes over to Sattler the J.J. Giltinan Shield as South Sydney adds to its rugby league glory.
The most famous being in 1970 when he played 75 minutes of the game with a broken jaw. Teammate Bob McCarthy witnessed Sattler's toughness and courage.
And John Bucknell was a very tall fella, and he chased Sattler and he smashed him in the jaw. He's punched him downwards and smashed his jaw and ripped everything apart. And when Sats got up, I looked at him, I said, "You all right, mate?" And he said something, he mumbled something, and I saw his mouth was all, there was teeth here and teeth missing and blood everywhere, and Manly knew he had a broken jaw and they smashed the crap out of him, but he just kept going forward. But Sats stayed on the field. I mean, tough bloke. When they made that tie, they threw away the mould. Tough man.
Sattler also achieved the landmark of captaining Australia for 3 out of 4 tests.
And now that we're all round the bar, and the captain's declared it a quorum, we're drinking our way through the night, and we're having the time of our lives. Throw the empties away, start again. For the boys of South Sydney are together. We'll drink till the dawn breaks again. And may the sessions of South Sydney last forever. Oh, we never stagger, we never fall. We sober up on pure alcohol while our royal sons go marching up to the Baltimore. And we'll guzzle, 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 and we'll tip it down our muzzle and sing out the order loud and clear, more beer. And we'll drink all night until we're very tight of the shades of wherever we are. We've got 6 hefty forwards and 7 greasy backs and plenty of asparagus to keep the bludgers back. When the skin and hair is flying and the slaughter has begun, 3 cheers for the good old rabbis for the victory we have won. Good dear boys, cheer, we are together. Every now and then we have a win. All around on their home or Gandhi ground. If they'll only play a fair and honest game. Hey.
There he is, the late, great John Sattler. Sang that beautiful song to us in 2021, Matt Rogers, to Sats, myself and Gary Belcher at the time. And he did that as a treat leading up to the 2021 Grand Final, the Rabbitohs versus the Panthers. We've lost a beauty today and a very good mate of ours, Dad. Gone at the age of 80.
Yeah, it's a tough time for the Sattler family right now and for the greater rugby league community and the South Sydney community. I've unfortunately had to go through something similar when I lost my dad. But one thing I tell you is the rugby league community will get around the Sattler family and they'll honour John like the true legend that he is. And you know, I was just reading the media release from South Sydney, and I might just read a bit of it.
Yeah, it's, go for it, mate. Go for it.
You know, what Nick Pappas has said, you know, it's pretty emotional, and he says, if anyone is to epitomise the true spirit of South Sydney Rabbitohs, it's John Sattler. He bled red and green. He would do anything for his teammates. He never took a backward step. He always led from the front. He was loved by everyone connected with the Rabbitohs, whether it be his former teammates who led to premiership glory, or the man on the street who loved South Sydney as much as he did. He was tough and brave but fair, uncompromising on the field and empathetic of it, and he truly epitomised everything that we want at the Rabbitohs. His favourite saying was, "I play to win." Everyone knows that. There is nothing more than North South Sydney than that. That's pretty moving words.
Yeah. And, of course, our great mate Scott Sattler, obviously grieving tonight at the passing of his dad, who he just adored, absolutely loved his dad. And he, our thoughts are with Scott and obviously his wife, Beck, who also works with us here, and also Sats's kids, Jack and also Olivia, and the rest of the Sattler family. We hope you're doing okay. But as we know this afternoon, we've lost a great, at the age of 80, John Sattler. He's been battling dementia for years. He left us today. How are you feeling? Like, I'm shattered for Sats. He's our great mate. And
I got the news on the way into the studio. I knew Sats wasn't coming, and I sent him a message saying, "I hope you're all right, mate," not knowing what had gone on. And then I got a phone call from a journalist just giving me the heads up, and I was heartbroken. It's an emotional time. One thing that, you know, as a parent, you know, I think success is wanting your kids to be around you, you know, and the way Sats, the regard in which, you know, Scotty held his dad.
Unbelievable.
I mean, you know, that's John Sattler's greatest achievement, you know, the way that his kids looked up to him and loved him. But as a footballer, as a man, and he was just such a lovely man. I've spent a bit of time with John over the years, and just always dressed impeccably, always so polite. He was, you know, he was a man of a bygone era like Bob McCarthy said, when they made John Sattler, they broke the mold.
Yeah.
You know, his toughness, but his empathy and his nature, just beautiful. He's going to be sorely missed.
And look how his son's turned out. Just like his old man.
Yeah.
He's a chip off the old block. And
great fella, Sats. And, mate, I'll tell you what, his old man will be looking down. A very, very proud man of what Scotty's done.
I was with Sats today. And a minute after we went our own ways, about 12:30, he got the phone call saying, "Dad's not well," and the rest is history. So good luck to you. Good luck to the whole entire Sattler family. Hey, have you got memories of John you want to share with us tonight on Sports Day? Sorry, we're not going to be like this all night, but we're still teary-eyed and a bit shocked here.
We are.
And bear with us. We'll get through it with your help, and we've got a lot of rugby league to talk about tonight. But, hey, we want your memories of the great John Sattler.
Absolutely.
Bunny supporters.
Yep.
Where are you?
Yeah, I'm sure there's plenty of stories of your meetings with John, or, you know, your memories of John. You know, we'd love to hear them, and we'll get to the text, and we'll read a few out, no doubt, throughout the night. And we're looking forward to celebrating what was a fantastic life of the great man John Sattler.
Yeah, well, we'll get to all that soon. And, you know, did you ever get thrown out of one of Sats's pubs? I bet you we've got a dozen listeners who'll call any moment and go, "Yeah, I remember I got thrown out of the courthouse on the Gold Coast." In fact, I think I have. But anyway, we'll get to that. Craig says John Sattler was the greatest man of Curry Curry.
Mate, he was certainly just an absolute legend. And like you said, I mean, I'm struggling to put into words how I'm feeling right now. I felt the pain Scott's going through right now, but like I said, we'll get around him. The rugby league community will get around him. I know our listeners will get around the Sattler family. You know, Glenn said, my sincere condolences to you, Sats, and your family on this tragic passing of your legendary father, John. Best regards, Glenn, from Newcastle, one of our regulars. Just a tough time for us all.
The man who used to sneak under the fence behind the hill at Redfern Oval to see John Sattler play, and one of South Sydney's greats, Craig Coleman, will be joining us soon on the show with his memories of Johnny Sattler. And again, we want yours. 0457 736 736 or 1300 01 1170. It's been a big weekend in rugby league, and I know you're fired up about some stuff. You've been ripped off at a retailer today by $200. And for a man who's got plenty, I'm actually upset with you.
I'm furious. I'm furious. If I told the story,
what happened? Is this better than your cat story?
No. I went in. I got told it was going to cost me nothing because I'd been screwed around so much. And all of a sudden, there's a new manager there, and then I get charged $200 for something that should have cost $50. I said, mate, I'm leaving. I'm taking my thing and leaving. And he's like, mate, if you do that, you're going to get charged with theft. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I said, mate, I don't need to. I don't need the $200. But I said, this is bad. Like, what you're doing here is wrong. Like, I was told, oh no, new manager. Sorry, mate.
You're right.
No, I'm not all right.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks for bringing that up. I was all emotional a minute ago. Now I'm just angry.
Going through all the motions here tonight on Sports Day. Great Australian debate tonight. We're going to talk about Tigers halves and one day cricket. Oh, how was that Steve Smith catch?
Didn't see it.
Oh, mate, in the ad break, Google it.
The Steve Smith catch, was it in slips or in legs? Oh, yeah.
They're calling it the greatest catch of the century so far.
Of the century?
Yeah.
Oh,
it was pretty good.
Yeah, right, okay.
Remember, he's about 50 as well.
Yeah, yeah.
To leap that far.
Yeah, nice.
Kia top seven tonight. Geez, there's some big moments in sports around the weekend, including how about the first game of AFL with 88,000 on Thursday night at the G, ending in a draw.
Everyone walking home just like with blank fear, like just feeling robbed of, you couldn't even feel bad. You couldn't feel good. You couldn't feel, it was just like, yeah.
But what did it feel like as a player? Is it as bad? I mean, obviously, I suppose it's
well, for Richmond, question. For Richmond, they would have felt like they won.
Because they were lucky.
For
right?
Carlton, they would have felt like they lost. But, you know, in the end, it's, you know, they both end up with the same point. So.
But as a player?
It's horrible.
What? How did you feel when you went off the field when you played draws?
Yeah, it was terrible. Not good at all.
It's as bad as a loss.
Well, you feel like you've just, you know, let a. Well, like I just said, it really does depend on how the draw comes about.
Right.
If you're ahead, and someone draws you, you feel like you've lost the game. If you're behind and you jag a draw, you know, you can sometimes feel like you've had a win. So. But they're not fun, mate. They're not fun for anyone. And you know, I guess that's why we've got Golden Point now.
They're fun for fans, mate. If you're not following those teams.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Like, I thought it was an entertaining game and a great finish, but I don't follow those sides.
Yeah, there's so many opportunities to score points in AFL. I guess it is unusual for draws in AFL. They're not that common, are they?
No. Particularly not the first game of the 2023 season, like straight off the bat.
Mm.
What a round of NRL. Obviously, we're going to focus a bit tonight on the big game Friday night. It's got to be the biggest game of rugby league outside of State of Origin. This would have to be the biggest game of rugby league to hit Brisbane ever.
Mate, it's round four.
But who would have thought that both the Dolphins and Broncos would be 3-0 leading into this game?
The context of it adds a little bit of hype to it. I mean, you look at the leader. I mean, both the Broncos and the Dolphins were rank outsiders for the first round. I mean, Dolphins playing the Roosters, Broncos playing Panthers at Panthers. I mean, you could have written your own ticket just for them both to win that game. And then they go on and I think the Broncos are getting better. I think the Dolphins are sort of thereabouts. I think this is their biggest test. There's no question about it. And I mean, to be potentially without Jeremy Marshall King and potentially without Felice Kaufusi, which I think is an absolute travesty and should not have even been a penalty, let alone 10 minutes, let alone suspension. I mean, we'll see how that plays out.
He faces the tribunal 6 o'clock tomorrow night. We'll keep you updated.
Well,
so what's your biggest gripe about it?
Mate, the guy was in a passing motion when he's launching at him. If he throws a dummy, Well, like, he's got to commit to making a tackle. Yeah, and he's pulled.
You've got to do it legally.
He's pulled out of it, though. He didn't go on with the tackle. He didn't hit him in the head. He's pulled out of the tackle. Then I mean, don't even get me started on the HIA. They put him in HIA, Jackson Hastings, in the most critical time of the game, and they got Tyson Gamble to lead your side.
Don't start me on HIA.
And then Jarabaria Hargraves has the biggest head clash with Victor Radley on Friday night and doesn't even get HIA'd. Like, how does that work?
No, you saw my messages on WhatsApp.
Can you just give me consistency, please, NRL? Like, Radley's head gets split open from hitting Warrior Hargraves' head.
Don't yell at me. I'm with you on this one.
But it's just... I'm yelling at the NRL. It's like, give me some consistency, please. Okay, I get it. We want to protect players. But let's not go over the top. We play a physical game. Watch the video. I don't believe that Hastings was hit in the head. And he's still got HIA because what, whiplash? Like, what are we... Like, I know we want to protect our ball players. We've got to look after them. But if you're going to take the ball to the line, you've got to be ready.
Let's just play tag.
No, no.
But seriously, that I'm with you. I don't think it was a sin bin offence.
No.
And the other thing is, and we agreed with this before we came on air, we've got to watch things in normal motion.
Full speed. There is no way in the world. You watch. He's launching, and he's from distance too. So he's launching. He's got to go hard to get to Hastings before he's in that passing motion and as he's launching. Mm. And there's a little clip on the NRL app. It's like a 15-second clip, and it's Kafusi Sinbin, and it's in real time. He's launched, and he's had the foresight to pull out of it as he's let the ball go.
Mm.
So he's not gone on with it. I think it was a fair play. Obviously, the officials saw different.
Right.
Obviously, the independent doctor saw different. And, you know, Newcastle, you know, in round one, they get Kalyn Ponga HIA in, you know, very dubious circumstances. But I understand we're trying to protect the players. He stayed down in that instance. But Hastings didn't stay down from a head knock. And he gets HIA'd with 10 minutes to go in a game when you're down by, you know, a few points, when you need your halfback on the field to... I mean, I'm not saying just because he's a halfback and you need him, you don't protect him or you don't bring him off to HIA if
it's needed.
You're
asking for consistency.
But just consistent. Be consistent.
Yeah.
And that on the weekend showed some glaring inadequacies, which I was... It was furious. Like, it changes the course of games. I mean, what impact did Jarabaria Hargraves have on the weekend?
Oh.
You know, like, he has the vicious head clash and he's left on the field. Like, that could have
changed
the game.
That's ridiculous.
Could have changed the game for South
Sydney.
There
needs to be an investigation.
Then, well.
Mate, how do you think I feel as a South supporter?
Yeah, I don't really care that you're a South supporter. I just care about the game.
But seriously, mate, I'll start on your Sharks. How crap are they?
Oh.
Jeez. And listen, I want to read out some text. Calm down. Glenn, as Texas, my sincere condolences to you, Sats, and your family on the tragic passing of a legendary father, John. Evening, fellas. My condolences to the Sattler family. We lost an absolute gentleman and an icon of the game. My thoughts and prayers are with Scott and his family. That's from Stephen Dubbo. Respect, boys. Thank you so much for your kind words for a great man. One of a kind, Mr. John. That's come from 179. There's some more there.
Right. Yeah, gents, Vale, John Sattler, like every rugby league fan, especially Rabbitohs supporters, I'm saddened to hear about John Sattler's passing. One of the game's true hard men off the field and gentlemen off it. Thoughts and prayers with Sats, the Sattler family, and John's Rabbitohs teammates. May he rest in peace. Daniel from Prairie Wood. Lovely message.
I talked to one of the legends from South Sydney. He used to sneak under the fence, just like Adam Reynolds used to do at Redfern, behind the hill there. They've fixed it now. But he used to sneak in to watch... Yeah, the greats like John Sattler play at Redfern.
They have to climb the fence now.
Yeah, they do.
They can't sneak under it.
Craig Coleman, former captain and coach Tugger. Of the Rabbitohs. Yeah. Yes, affectionately known as Tugger. He will join us next here on Sports Day.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back soon.